We've heard from some of your colleagues, and I'm sure you have as well, and maybe you're one of them, that have opposed the latest, especially the latest continuing resolution, because it does not address certain areas of mandatory spending, including what you just mentioned about the previous Democratic Congress forcing subsequent Congresses to pay the bills when it comes to the president's health care plan. And they say, well, letting that go, regardless of the circumstances, is just unacceptable. Where did you come down on that, and where do you think it's headed?
Well, I voted in favor of the continuing resolution. It was not a good day for the new House Republican majority. And I'll tell you, Greg, one of the reasons I voted for that was in our conference, prior to that vote being taken, there was not the will to fight in the room that really would have been necessary to see this thing through. Now, it is the leadership's job to get us ready for that fight. And for whatever reason, that had not happened last Tuesday. And my conversations with Speaker, the Majority Leader, the Whip since that time have all centered around, number one, we can't do another short-term extension. You cannot put the conference through that. It's going to divide us terribly and really damage whatever credibility the Republicans have been able to restore in the last 3 months. It will be gone with another short-term continuing resolution. But more importantly, you've got to get the guys ready to fight. I mean, you're going eyeball to eyeball with Harry Reid and Barack Obama. I believe they will back down. I truly believe that. Now, I have never been in the room negotiating with those individuals, and this is just based on the consult that I get from looking at the lay press, but I believe they will back down. The problem is we don't know because we've never tested them, and I think you heard some people like Michelle Bachmann and Steve King pleading for the defunding aspects. They are correct. Some aspect of defunding needed to be in this last short-term CR. Why not take back the $250 million for the school-based clinics, the construction of school-based clinics, not even the staffing of them? Can we really afford that right now with everything else that's going on? We could have made a great case that that little bit of money should be brought back in as a cut. And then once you've done that, you've established the fact that Obamacare is not off limits. I don't understand why we didn't do that in the short-term CR. I have made that that anxiety known to our leadership. What their plan is going forward in the next 2.5 weeks, I'm waiting to see. I think what I have encouraged when talking to leadership, they are going to have to put together a responsible plan for keeping the government going, but at the same time, putting in place all of the cuts that people want to see and getting at the funding of this, of Obamacare. They're not going to get all of it, and I understand that, but we've at least got to get a down payment on where the defunding comes from. There are other opportunities. There's a budget. There's a debt limit. So there are going to be other big votes. But boy, if you don't take that first step, we're never going to get there. And that's the message that I've tried to deliver this past 3 or 4 days, because another short-term CR is just going to be devastating to the conference. And it will destroy whatever credibility we've been able to reestablish in the past couple of months. It will be gone, used up with that vote. I stayed with leadership this time so that I wouldn't be ostracized, so I could continue to talk about these things, so that they would still take their phone calls. But really, the time for temporizing is long since passed.
Texas Republican Congressman and Dr. Michael Burgess, he's the author of Doctor in the House, a physician-turned-congressman offers his prescription for scrapping Obamacare and saving America's medical system. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.